This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, you know, this is my first time in this organization going against that particular one, and I understand the history, and I can see how it would absolutely mean more to the people that have been involved in it for a long time. And but to me, it's still a big divisional game, regardless of who it is. It's the same to me as Indianapolis would be, as Jacksonville would be. But I do understand the historical context of it, and it does probably mean more to a lot of people. But for us, we're just going to go out there and see if we can find a way to win it.
All right, that's head coach Brian Callahan of the Titans trying to explain what I'm guessing he doesn't really know about, which is the rivalry between your Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans. And I want to throw this out to the fans out there, Texans fans that are here. By the way, shout out. Give them a round of applause. Let me hear you out here, man. Let's make some noise as we're out here live here at Big City Wings. Still make your way. There you go. It's a good time being had out here. And I want to hear. I want to see some thumbs up. I want to hear from you out here as well. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan text line, although also on YouTube and Twitch, does Sunday feel like a rivalry game for you? Do you get the feels like I know Tyler next Saturday? The next Saturday, the thought is, hey, we got the Longhorns, we got the Aggies. This is I'm gonna pay. I ain't gonna put your business out there, but I'm paying a whole lot of money to go enjoy myself because this is how much it means to me. Does Sunday feel like a rivalry game against the Titans? It don't matter because rivalry games don't matter. My man, all right, thumbs up, Tony, right there, thumbs up. My man, right here, thumbs up. Because rivalry games, it doesn't matter what the record is. Hey, they're 2-8 or whatever they are. Does Sunday feel? Do you get the feel that this is a game that means more, that's a rivalry game coming up against the Titans?
I mean...
No, then you don't. I got it.
Yep. I say hell
but
yes.
But I'm the wrong guy to ask about all that kind of stuff. Like, I hate to get into the coach speak aspect of it. I'm literally a week-to-week guy. Like, I don't feel the need to talk about Amy Adams in a negative way, and I don't like the teacher on. I mean, I just personally don't view it kind of through that lens, unless the topic gets thrown in my face, then we can talk about it. But like, I don't look at. Like, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what I feel is going on around me because I've got a lot of fans, Texans fans in my circle that are probably, I'd say, a little bit more passionate of just general fans than me, whether it's the Texans or their college or whatever. I feel like the Texans have getting better and having a legit shot at, like, Super Bowls and playoffs and things of that nature. I feel like that has taken a lot of the focus away from the quote-unquote rivalry that the Colts are or the Titans are. Yes, it's in division. It's in the division, and so, yeah, there's obviously means more, but I feel like the goals and the expectations and the standard for the Texans are so far beyond, like, the Titans used to be here kind of thing, that it's taken away, which I appreciate, it's taken away from that dynamic. Does that make sense? Like, it seems to me like the fans spend more time talking about playoffs, Super Bowl, like, much bigger goals than the Titans and worrying about. Now, when they walk out on the field, I'm sure there's going to be some venom, right? But, like, the thought of, like, that being a huge rivalry thing, especially when we're talking about, like, college rivalry week coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah,
I think it's wearing off. The shine's wearing off.
I'm seeing F yeah, F Amy Adams, hell yeah, it's a rivalry. Hell yeah. No, it feels like more of a scrimmage game. I just can't it feels like more of a scrimmage game to see where our offense is at now.
Really downplaying playing it there.
I always felt, and this one has come through twice, the Colts are our real rival. I've always felt the Colts were more of a rival, but I do love seeing the Texans beat.
You can have more than one.
The S out of the Titans. I'll say this, because last week did not feel like a rivalry game. Just the feel of it, and I would have think the Cowboys are the team that, at least in the almost 5 years I've been here, God, dog. Almost 5 years that I've been here, it has always felt like Dallas is the team that is that, you know, gives the most emotion.
What's your point?
And sports hate, Jerry. But I didn't feel like that. I felt like it was a business trip. I felt like it was another game. Now the fans were there and took over the stadium, but I didn't get that feel. And I'll be honest, and I would love to hear from you, Tyler. I have never felt like it was a rival.
The Titans or Cowboys?
The Titans. I've never. It has surprised me. I've gone off in the four-plus years of, I mean, these guys took your team and bounced.
Yeah.
And left you without football for 4 years. I'm just usually the way fans operate, you would hate these jokers.
Yeah.
Like, I think the people in Cleveland still hate the Ravens, even though they've had their team back. But does this have a feel to you? Does this have a feel to you similar to what you're feeling next week between Texas and A&M?
I really do, man, and I'll tell you why. Because to pull the carpet back here, as you would say, at least for me and my personal experience growing up in Baytown, Texas, East Side H-Town right here, grew up over in Baytown, I never had any kind of connection, any kind of love, any kind of feelings whatsoever for the Houston Oilers. When they were playing football, I was either non-existent or I was crapping my diapers. So my dad, however, my father...
Oh, you did that last night after Taco Bell.
Not last night, but it has happened. Can't deny it.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. But my dad, my father, however, this guy was a diehard... With them through thick and thin, my dad was huge Oilers guy, huge Oilers fan, and he followed the Oilers to Tennessee when they became the Titans. And he, to this day, my dad is a huge Titans fan. So for me personally, growing up in Baytown, it has always felt like a big-time rivalry because that was really probably my first experience at Sports Ish Talk. Me and my dad, those Sundays when Titans-Texans were coming up, I mean, it was World War III in our house. My mom would leave the house because me and my dad would just get at each other.
Does it feel like that right now? Tony said, Tony.
I mean, to me it
Tony
does, but
to come
I
up here and kick my ass.
Maybe not. Maybe not to that degree that we felt it in my home and we feel it now. Like me and my dad, we still have fun with it. But to me, it's always going to be some degree of rivalry. I effing hate the Titans, man.
Text line coming in: since Bud Adams is dead, the game hasn't meant as much.
Yeah, screw the Adams family.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. That's aggressive.
They're petty little bitches. You know
that's
it.
Let's go with Amy. Like
petty little bitches.
Tyler follows up with, Since Bud is dead, the game hasn't mattered much. He follows up, since Bud is dead, with screw the Owls.
I missed that comment. R.I.P., Bud.
Screw the Owls.
I want to ask Kanna McNair if she wants to go wrap their house with me someday.
Yeah, I don't know. And look, and it means something to Hannah. Now, we know that. But, like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It doesn't feel like you would think it is. Maybe it's because they're not good.
Yeah, they sucked for a long time.
Usually it doesn't matter as much. But it's an interesting thought. I'm seeing some people roll through with, I'm 38 and I agree with T all the way. This is rare, but I agree with Tyler.
Why you got to say it's rare, bro? That just means you're wrong a lot of the time.
You ate Taco Bell at 2 a.m. They're nervous co-signing, Tyler.
it feels like that person was saying that prior to the time that he went to that Taco Bell. Yeah. Someone, Rob on YouTube and Twitch said, if it means something to Hannah, then damn it, it means something.
I like that. You know Hannah cares, and I love it.
Oh, Hannah completely cares, right? Like,
I think she'd wrap their house with me one day.
And there's not much she's not passionate about, so... Yeah.
We're not going to egg their house because we don't want to cause, like, property damage, but I think me and Hannah are going to grab some toilet paper and go after the Adams house someday.
Text line, look up at Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan. Yeah, I don't think Andre was thinking, I hate the Titans. I think Andre had been wanting Courtland Finnegan for quite some time, and he had reached whatever point.